Ted Cruz, Dems are defending MS-13 because Trump hatred has driven them to crazy town. By Lowell Coffee Law, May 10, 2025. Basing his layman's diagnosis on the actions of Democrat officials, Senator Ted Cruz, Republican Texas this week argued that Trump derangement syndrome, TDS, is a real mental illness. They hate Donald Trump so much it's driven them to crazy town. The Texas senator said Friday as he walked in the halls of the Capitol and talked to a reporter from Fox News Digital. Cruz cited TDS as he tried to explain the reason for what he considers the Democrats' politically self-defeating strategy of opposing the deportation of criminal illegal aliens, most notably Salvadoran national Kilmar Abrego Garcia, a purported MS-13 gang member and alleged wife beater. Several Democratic lawmakers, including Maryland Senator Chris Van Hollen, traveled to El Salvador to advocate for Abrego Garcia's return to the U.S. after he was deported to his home country and placed in a high-security prison. Cruz cites a consistent pattern of evidence for TDS, saying, "You look at the State of the Union address, where not a single Democrat House member or senator would stand or applaud for anything." The senator stopped walking and delivered a stark case study of the Democrats' disorder. And why is it that Democrats care so much about supporting violent criminal illegal aliens? Look, a Democrat state judge in New Mexico was arrested because he was housing a Tren de Aragua gang member in his house. Not only that, he destroyed evidence. He took the gang member's cell phone. He shattered it with a hammer. That cell phone had pictures of two victims that had been decapitated. Cruz added, "It is a very bizarre political decision that the Democrats have made," Cruz said. "They have decided that they are the party of illegal immigrants and the party of gang members." As if on cue after Cruz's remarks, another government official faced legal consequences for opposing Trump's deportation policy. Later Friday, Newark, New Jersey Mayor Raz Baraka was arrested after joining several members of Congress in storming an ICE detention facility. As for the Garcia deportation, the Trump administration and local law enforcement jurisdictions have released documents that purport to show the Salvadorian was an MS-13 gang member. Requests for restraining orders filed by his wife Jennifer Vasquez Sura allege that he beat and verbally abused her multiple times in the past. Following such revelations, Senator Van Hollen and other Democrats have shifted from supporting the deported Salvadorian based on his personal character and life story to securing blanket due process for illegal immigrants facing deportation. In April, the Supreme Court upheld a lower court's decision ordering the Trump administration to facilitate Abrego Garcia's return, apparently to grant him a court hearing before deportation. The Trump administration agreed to clear any administrative obstacles keeping Abrego Garcia from returning to the U.S. But Attorney General Pam Bondi has said that it is up to El Salvador if they want to return him. "That's not up to us." Legal issues aside, Senator Cruz said Democrats' behavior on immigration is not a good political look and can only be explained by their hatred of the president. "We're seeing Democrat senators, Democrat House members flying down to El Salvador and putting all their political capital behind the position that we need more illegal immigrants in America. We need more criminals in America, and we need more MS-13 gang members in America." Such political moves, the Texas senator said, defy common sense. Lowell Caulfield is the best-selling author of Below the Line and 9 other crime novels and nonfiction titles. See LowellCaulfield.com for more.